We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Miss Pat. She's joining us this morning. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this restaurant in Pennsylvania. Some of the employees walked out because they thought the names of the drinks were disrespectful, all right? So one of the names were Caucasian, which is a white Russian, and they were going to call a drink a Negro. Now, we don't know what the Negro drink is. We don't know what's in it. I have no clue, but the employees walked out. So we're asking, what would you have done in that situation, Miss Pat?
Ask what was in the Negro.
All right, so let's say it was, I don't know, dark liquor and with a little watermelon on it.
Well, I don't know.
Man, shut up. Y'all just making up stuff.
Well, I don't know why black people scared of watermelon. White people eat watermelon, right, too.
Watermelon is a symbol of freedom.
I mean, but it's good. So I take a drink with a watermelon if it's pretty good and it's got the top shelf because I don't drink a lot. So
you wouldn't be mad at the Negro?
I mean, it's a restaurant with drinks names. Come on, this world is too damn sensitive. No, I'm not mad. You ain't calling me no Negro.
No, okay. Charlamagne?
I'm with Miss Pat. My sensitivity meter is not set to 10, so I'm not the person to ask about this, but the answer to me is I probably wouldn't quit. Like, Negro is the word used to describe...
It's on your birth certificate.
I don't know if it's on your birth certificate.
Yes, it's on my birth certificate. I was born in 72. Look at your race.
Mine say black boy male.
No, it don't. It say Negro.
No.
What year was you born, Charlamagne?
1978.
Or you a little bit after me. They had changed. I'm 72, Negro.
Now, it might be though. Mine says black African American, I thought.
No, Negro.
What year was you born?
Mine says black.
Same years around Charlamagne?
Yeah, well, see, I'm 50. I'm a little older than you guys. Mine say Negro. And my granddaddy said the ER.
And those aren't slurs, though. Like, Negro is the word used to describe black people of black African heritage. Caucasian is a white-skinned of European origin, fresh out the Caucasus Mountains. So I don't...
Now, if
they
said the ER drink, I would bag up on the ER drink.
If it said nigga juice and cracker punch, nigga punch, cracker punch, that's different. You know what I mean?
Not if you mix it together because it become a biracial thing and it'd be better.
Call it the Obama then. By the way, they have those. You can go to restaurants and order the Obama.
I don't think I like the Negro drink.
Why not?
Because I just feel funny. Like, you got white people at the ball. Give me three Negroes. It just feel funny.
Well, you know, they ain't going to holler at like
three Negroes on rocks.
They going to be like, three Negroes. They not going to holler at it.
You got any Negroes today?
But Negro is not on the same level of as the N-word. Negro has never been a slur.
I don't know. I just don't feel right to me.
If it was called the color, you know what I'm saying? That's different. Or the coon.
So how would you feel if a black person's at the bar saying, I take four of them crackers. And some crackers to eat at the bar.
If it was called the Caucasian and the darkies, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Just the
Caucasian and the spooks, you know what I mean? That's different. But Negro, that don't really bother me like that.
I don't know.
I get what you're saying, though. I get how you can hear some white people saying that and be like, what the hell are they saying?
But they're in a place where they are, you know, it's drinks.
Yeah.
But the world is too damn sensitive, okay? My problem is, do you got the money for the Negro?
And what state is this?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Yes. There's restaurants here in New York. I won't say their names because we love these establishments, but they have meals called the Obama. Even in Atlanta, they got meals called the Obama, and it's like chicken and waffles, even though chicken is also a symbol of freedom. But does that offend y'all?
I don't know. The Negroes just sound, I don't know. Just let me get the Obama. Just sounds cool.
And the Obama's dark meat and white meat to represent his biracial.
No, it's not. Shantae, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Oh, you're not Shantae. What's your name, bro?
How you know this ain't Shantae? It's 2023. You better cut it out of me.
You right. What's your name?
My name's Joe.
Okay, Joe. Hey, what's your thoughts, Joe?
I'm doing all right. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. What you think?
You guys literally brighten my day every morning. But, about this topic you guys were talking about this drink.
Yes, the Negro and the Caucasian drink. Does this offend you?
You know, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, and it's 2023. We should all, you know, basically look at it as it shouldn't be a racial thing.
I'm gonna
be honest
with you. You have no say in this conversation, sir.
I was thinking that.
It's called Negro and Caucasian. I don't want to hear from a Puerto Rican and Italian.
But what would the Puerto Rican drink be called?
I don't know.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shauna.
Hey, Shauna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so we're asking, you know, the Negro drink. Do you got a problem with that?
First of all, I want to know, is the other black or white?
It's probably white.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
But they have a Caucasian drink, too.
They have a Caucasian drink, too, but, you know, Charlamagne, they're from A432, so you know how we feel about those type of situations.
Absolutely.
That's not cool at all.
I mean, what about the restaurants where you go in and they pay the waitress to be rude to you?
They
cuss
do?
You out. Yeah, it's a restaurant where they cuss you out. They
like the bitch restaurant and...
Yeah, so it's no different. Yeah. People, you know what you're getting when you go to this establishment.
Yeah.
So if they walk in, they call you a B or whatever, you pay for that. Then they got a restaurant, you go in there, all the lights are cut off. So it's what you, if you walk
what
into
restaurant that. Restaurant with all the lights cut off?
That's that restaurant Diplo went at. He ain't know when Diplo. That's what you're talking about, Miss Pat. Diplo.
That's the one earlier call. He said he doesn't know if a man gives him oral, it's not gay.
Oh, yeah, him. Mm-hmm. Don't look down.
Yeah,
so, you
down.
Know, people pay for that rudeness.
Yeah, but I don't know about the Negro thing. Call us up right now. What do you think? 800-585-1051. There's a restaurant, I should say, out in Pennsylvania that is naming a couple of drinks. One is called Caucasian, and the other one is called the Negro. Now, the employees walked out. How do you feel about it? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me. Get your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Miss Pat here. She's our guest host. And we're asking, there's a restaurant out in Pennsylvania that is naming two drinks, Caucasian and Negro. Now, the employees are pissed off. They're walking out. And we're asking, what are your thoughts? Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is TJ.
Hey, TJ.
Hey,
good
TJ.
Morning. What would you do in that situation, TJ? What's your thoughts?
I'd walk out. I would have been walked out. I believe we have, and I'm biracial. My mother's Hispanic. My father's black. But we have to stand up. That is just, it's wrong. It's completely wrong. They're disrespecting us, and it's not tolerable. Like,
can you tell me what's wrong?
We don't even need to spend our money in there.
I mean, I just want to know, like, what's offensive about Caucasian and Negro? I didn't know those were slurs all of a sudden.
I don't want no one to address me like that, you know, Negro.
But it's on my birth certificate, and I was born in 72. And I'm not, nobody's calling nobody a Negro. Mm-hmm. It's the name of a drink. And we was just saying, there's restaurants out there that be rude to you. They have different names. I mean, What? I went to a restaurant in Houston and they had the Obama meal at the breakfast house. At the Breakfast Club, the restaurant there.
Yeah.
So white people walk in and say, I don't want a meal called a breakfast, Obama. I just want chicken and waffle, whatever, grits and eggs.
Yeah.
I just think we're too sensitive as people. I mean, it's a bar.
And the word Negro, I mean, we don't use it in our everyday vernacular now, but back in the 60s, they used to use it all the time. You go listen to all them old MLK Jr. speeches, that's how he was referring to black people, like the Negro in the Constitution, the Negro in the American Dream, the Negro was part of, you know, a huge community who seek new freedom in every area of life. These are MLK Jr.'s words.
And this was before we became black people.
I don't know.
Hello, who's this?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yo. Hey, yo. Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's your thought, brother?
Good morning.
Man, me personally, man, we would have been fighting up in that motherfucking short.
I'm so confused, man. I'm not saying that y'all wrong. I don't know when Negro became a slur.
It's not the word Negro. It's just the fact and the principle that he can do that and the black person going to be okay with that. Would you be okay with that?
Well, there's a Negro drink and there's a Caucasian drink. If it was just a Negro drink and we were singled out, I would probably be like, what is up with this? But being that there was a Caucasian drink.
Look, white or black. If I'm a white person, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, offended as well. So it plays on both sides.
Why would you be offended about an actual word? Like Caucasian means white-skinned people of European origin.
And they're known for making these types of names for their drinks. I wouldn't have been offended. Now, I would have been offended if the Negro only had gin in it and the Caucasian had better alcohol. Then I would want to fight.
Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Amber?
Hey, Amber.
What do you think about the Negro and Caucasian drink?
I think first off, we have to understand that these people chose not to do this during Black History Month, first of all. Second of all, I feel like...
Hey, Black History Month no more.
You said, yes, sir?
It's March.
I know, I'm saying they didn't do this during Black History Month.
Oh, got you.
They have enough sense not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, these days, everything is about going viral and getting that attention. I feel like they just did that to, you know, maybe get that certain notoriety, but didn't take into consideration, you know, their employees or how anyone else would take it. I feel like this is the world, you know, that we live in these days.
True.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Hey, I just Googled Caucasian cocktail. Well, actually, I Googled Caucasian drink.
Mm-hmm.
And when you Google it, it's a recipe, the Caucasian cocktail recipe. There's a bunch of them. There's another drink called the Dude's Caucasian.
What's the Negro? Did you Google the Negro drink?
I didn't Google the Negro, but the Caucasian drink is you fill a glass full of ice, pour in 2 shots of vodka and 3 shots of Kahlua, top off with milk. Oh, my God. I'm lactose intolerant.
You got to stay white. Ugh. Now, go and do the Negro drink.
That's called the Caucasian cocktail. I'm going to Google
it's
the
Kahlua.
Negro drink.
It's Kahlua, not Kahlua.
What I said?
I don't know what you said.
Kool-Aid.
Negro drink. Let me see.
You said Kool-Aid.
They have one called the Negroni, but it's not Negro.
No.
I don't even know what a Negroni is. And let me see why it's called a Negroni. It's called a Negroni. It's borrowed from Italians, named after a count named Camillo Negroni, who asked for its creation. And it's made out of gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari.
I don't know what that is. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is I don't know when Negro and Caucasian became slurred. But, I mean, if y'all want to be mad, y'all can be mad.
Yeah, I don't like the Negro drink. It'd be 4 Negroes on rocks. Nah, I don't like that.
I mean, if I'm in there and I see it on the menu, and that's something that they do every week, that's what the restaurant do, I wouldn't get mad. It's the same way you go to the rude restaurant. I personally probably wouldn't go there. But I'm not going to get mad because that's their theme this month.
Okay.
Some people like themes and they go get it.
That's right.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We'll tell you who just had a baby and who's in a new relationship. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Well, at least I am. The verdict's still out on Envy.
I'm black.
Give me a high five.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed,
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.